We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Siman Shin Mem, regarding certain talodes of Melachos, specifically in the middle of Siv Dalet, which is discussing the halachos of writing. The Mishnah Berurah is summarizing some of the halachos of Ksiva and Mechika. So in the middle of Mishnah Berurah, Siv Kut and Chav Beis, and I've covered Tzadbi and Aleph, Ois Gimel. So Mishnah Berurah is in the middle, like we said, going through different klolim in the halachas of Ksiva and Mechika. Someone writes a writing on a pre-existing writing. That is Shehebek Kors. He takes the quill, the pen, and he passes it over on letters that are already written. And he renews them. Patri is exempt. The whole Hanimidik is not really affecting anything. When we say this, when it's, let's say, the same ink on top of the same ink, or the same red dye on top of the same red dye. But let's say he puts red, a black ink on top of red dye, even though it's the same letters, they're actually liable for two. Why? So one, because of writing, because now it's a better writing than it was first. Sikra is not so good as dye is the blacker ink. The one is also because of erasing. Because now what he's writing, he's essentially erasing the two letters that were underneath. Now, what happens if he does the other way? The Mebe Sikra, what happens if he does the Sikra on top of the Diyoy? Part of it is he makes him to make calculo because that's ruining it, it's making it worse. And therefore, it's going to be part of it. In the case of Chayav Chatas, the one who's writing is not Chayav Chatas, at Sheikh of Shtei Oisis until he writes two letters. But if he writes one letter, even if it's as big as two, part of mechatas is exempt from mechatas. There's regarding liability for punishment is two, but regarding the biblical prohibition, even by one letter, a canabri is something like we said in the beginning of the siman. Now, by isachas shemanu the part of this, so we say you part of one letter, even if it was close to a writing that was written beforehand. Because given the Shabbos, the customer always asks, "My son, Shabbos, you only wrote one letter." But if with this letter, Hishlam has a sefer, he completed the whole sefer. Then Chayiv then is going to be liable to Hanan Meisav too, because then his actions are very effective. So it gives it a chashibas. A kosev oisachas, if someone writes one letter, and he makes a mark on it as a sign. So let's say you'll have just one letter. And then with the marking, it's like now we know to read it as a whole word. Still, Potter, Lemaisi only wrote one letter. Kate Tahaso. So, Kagunsha Kasa Mais Mem. Let's write a letter of a Mem. A Kol Karn is a Meiser. Now, with the sign or the Strechel, you're like, oh, it's abbreviation for Meiser. And now everyone knows, oh, don't touch that's the Meiser root. I should accept Mako Minyo or use as in place of the word Minyan. Should he commercial Kasa Rabam because it's like as if he wrote 40. For Lachi, even so, Potter is going to be exempt. A Megia Isachas. If someone edits one letter, and he makes it into two, if he splits the roof up of the letter ches, now it becomes two zions. For tzarchlas, and he actually needs two zions. Taib is liable. Anything similar like that is like writing two letters. Let's say someone had a mind to write a ches, but because of shnei zayin, but he wrote two zions because he wasn't perfect. He his hand was shaking and he has his gap, so it became two zions. Which Rasharatina Islam and Zayin says that's the lashon of Rambam. This time he wrote. Because Mishbruch continues, says Oishes Gavanat the Mem, or he had a mind to write a Mem. All of the other, and what ended up coming out was like a Chavav, which that's what a Mem is. If you have a small space, so it says that's included in his words. Look over there, and this is the Rambam doesn't differentiate Hodebayiz Yuna that if it needs a crown, like Miskana Gemara over there, because he holds like the Pirush Tosis. That we are not intending but to one letter, in all situations you're going to be potter. So Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, Alideh Shadilik HaKumas, because the pen jumped. And the letter didn't extend appropriately, both in the case of the Ches turning into Zions and the Mem turning into Chavav. The potter is going to be exempt, in this cabinet, you only intended for one letter. Hey, Shtei Oisi Yashemar Nelechiv. This that we said that two letters is what you're going to be Chayiv on. This is in the middle of Daf Kuf Tzadi. I say, Mishnah Berurah is in the middle of talking about different klolim and halachas of Ksiva and Mechika. The two letters that we said that you're going to be chayiv. Wa'afila, it's even in lo nasa teval ideza. Even if it doesn't become a word through that, could go in Aleph Gimel. Aleph Gimel is two letters, but it's not a word. Ug, koyitz was similar. Wa'afila ma'yishtein shavus b'shem echad. And even if the two letters were from the same letter itself, could go in tat, gag, choch, dad, ukadoima. Even so, gam kein chayiv, yosu gin be chayiv. Which Sharatzin Islam says, look to be alocha, which we're going to see soon. So, Yosu gin Michaev, Vfilim ho yidaito metchila lichta b'yosim. And even if he had a mind to write more, for example, Kugan Titna, he wanted to write a word they should give, like Agus or Ruth. And because of Rakshti Yosu's ilmahan, he just wrote these two letters. For Pikin, even so, again, once you wrote two letters on Shabbos, Chayev is the liability for the Issa Dera Issa, for the Einish. Now, with that, you should notice the Mishmur, Dolfima should nivsek le'abasim alam above. What we had ruled over there way back in the beginning of our Chayim, in the halachas of Tefillin. These crowns that you're supposed to make, if you look in the Sefer Torah, you see that these letters, Shatnez Gates, they have Shin, Ayin, Tes, Nun, Zayin, Gimel, and they have crowns on them. That they're not ma'akib, they're not critical. Alma, so we see the Mikik Sabalizah, that it's called writing without those crowns. Okay, if that's the case, if a person writes two letters, I'll fill up a Sefer Torah. Even the Sefer Torah, Tefillin Mezuzah, believes the union without the crowns, you also get Michaib. For sure, in regular writing, the Mikik Sab is, of course, it's called a letter, a writing, without crowns, that's the custom by divorce document, they write it without a Zayin, obviously, that's considered a full writing of a letter, even without these crowns. Gam, the Melech Ksiva, also that the Melech of writing, is biblical, b'chol ksav, b'chol lashon, is with every language and every script. We explain the that's the agreement of all the Paiskim, which the Dirshu 56 brings, that there he brings the Ramah, the Ramah brings the opinion of the Zerua, that only Ksav Ashuri and Ksav Yavani are considered Ksav in that turn. The Bialach, but they're right, that it gives like the opinion of all the other Rishayim that they hold, that every writing is considered biblically as a writing, and you can be chayav with it. There's a mitzvah further, he says, because of the Rambam writes, the Philip Shnei Simoni is chayav. Even from two symbols, you can be chayav. What is that? Behind the Kugin Cha'asa Simon Mamur Mal Misper. Let's say you make a mark that is instructing regarding a number. So let's say IV. That's number four. You write two letters, XI. So that would also be the biblical chiyuv. Oizvav. Shtei oizvav shemayin l'chiyuv. This that we said two letters is what you're chayiv for writing on Shabbos. Well, filim ksavim b'shnei dapi pinkas. This is even if you write on two different boards of the ledger. They're negin zeb and zeb, but they're close to each other. Dainu that is shiksavim b'sif seyin, that you write them on their edges. Shiuch l'koresi ka'achas, that you greet it together as one. Which, as the Sharatin Lais Man Beis brings, that's from Rashi, and he holds over there that if you write in the middle, you can be potter, because since it's mechusa maisa, you're missing an action that's necessary or cutting to bring them together. In the Rambam, it sounds like that you be chayv in all cases. But Rashi, which is what the Mishmur is being makel, is only if you write it on the edge, they agree together as one. But Philip says, Mishmur, Philip Ksav Mishnei Kasli Zabius Mibifinim. And even if you write on two walls of a corner from the interior, even though one is, let's say, the southern wall, one is the western wall, you can be liable. Because one is right opposite the other one. And if you follow the wall on a 90-degree angle, you can read it together as one. Even if you write some type of piece of parchment, gvil is a different part of the skin, because of asfasa, and he writes on the edge, ois achas, one letter, b'medina zu, in this country, in this city. And he goes that day on Shabbos, because of oishniya, b'medina acheres. He goes to another state on Shabbos, and he writes a second letter, b'megila acheres asfasa, and another scroll on its edge, the beginning, or the end, whichever way it is, chayvig mi'chayv, shabizman shemekar, because when you're going to bring these two scrolls near each other, negin ze, im, ze, zugitin, tamad beis, they can be read one with the other. That's not considered lacking in action. Action would you have to cut out from the middle, but and therefore you can be chayv in this case. But if you write one letter on the ground, on the floor, one letter on the roof, you write on two walls of the house, but one's on the eastern wall, one's on the western wall, on two ledgers, the page of the ledger, but if that they can be read with another, then part of the exempt as the Sharatzin Lais Mem Hei says, that's meaning in the middle, that you have to still cut to bring them there, which again, the Rambam, we said, would be mechayev in all situations. Now, going to the Bi'a Locha, this is on Kuf Tzavim and Aleph, like around 10 lines down, because it's a huge Bi'a Locha, so the parts beforehand was from the previous daf. This is where it says, like right under where it says the 57, the line right after. Now, regarding writing one letter, so it says, look at the Mishnah Berurah, that Davka, if it completes the Sefer, and it sounds like that if it completes with this only a word, so let's say you had a whole word of 10 letters, and then you do the 11th letter, that wouldn't be a Chiyah. But in the Tesef, it's actually brought opposite regarding word versus Sefer. It says, you should know that even that Rashi explains that the last letter of one of the 24 Sifri Tanakh says the Bi'alach Hutin, that's love Davka. Same thing is, it was missing in the Sefer any letter even in the middle. Through that, it's not a complete Sefer. And he's Mesakin, he's Michai, because through that, it completes the Sefer. Now, regarding editing one letter, so we quoted in the Mishnah Berurah the words of the Rambam. The Gemara brought also in the Kimta that, for example, let's say he took off from the roof of the Dal and he made it into a Reish. And this is brought in the Rosh of the Niruchim. Why didn't the Rambam quote it? Because Al Kachach, whoever is talking about, for example, let's say through this, it's editing the whole Sefer through that, because there was no other mistake but that. So that's why you Mechayev, because that's like the case of Yishlam Esasev, which he spoke about, the way Rashi explained. If that's the case, it already included what was already quoted throughout the halacha of Yishlam Esasev. Regarding writing same letters, Rar, Shash, two of the same letters, so we quoted Lashon Rambam. For example, let's say through that, it becomes a certain word, meaning, let's say, Gag. Those are da, those are words. What happens if they were the same letters and it doesn't become a word through that? So Aleph, Aleph, Beis, Beis, something like that. So Lashon Rambam sounds like he actually would be Potter. His opinion is, from all the Tanaim of the Brice, it sounds like that they hold that Aleph, Aleph, Abba, Azreka, you wouldn't be Chayiv. And how could the Tanaim of the Mishnah disagree on all these? So obviously what the Mishnah says, Beim Hashem Echad, whether it's the same letter, must mean Davka, Gag, Tat, or something similar, which means something. And Pascha is like the son of the Mishnah, and like Ramil, who's the Rebbe of Yehuda, and not like Rebbe Yehuda. And it's also possible that he holds like the Kimta Rebbe Yaakov, the Mishnah, who is that Rebbe Yisi, that Chai because of Rishim, just marking, and everything we have in all situations. And he passed like all the Tanaim and the Brahis that disagree on this. But the Pinna Rashi ben Yerucham and the Bartanur, that even on Aleph Aleph, you're going to be Chai. That's the sounds of the Pinna Rif and the Rash, that they quote the Mishnah that says, Beim Hashem Echad, Beim Hashem Echad, Beim Hashem Echad, meaning they don't explain and qualify that whether it's the same letter or not. And they don't quote on this. It sounds like that they hold. Even for Aleph Aleph, you're going to be chayiv. Someone looks very well in the understanding of Rashi and the whole sugya. You'll see that he holds that the time the Brisa doesn't disagree in the Mishnah at all. And they all hold that if you had in mind the beginning to write two Alephs and something like that, you can be chayiv. Aye, they say you can be potter. That's dafka when you had in mind to write in the beginning a large word. And that they hold that even though the Torah that is revealing achas from achas may achas that even if you write part of the letter part of the word Yichayim, Akvan, you need that it should be in that little bit a word like you had in mind in the beginning. So there you put on Aleph Aleph of Azraka because there's not a word at all. And that's called Loin Niskay Machshavte. Mishimin that says you examine until you write the whole name is also talking about such a case where it's obviously Rashi. But if in the beginning you had in mind to write only two letters according to everyone, you can Yichayim, even Aleph Aleph and even according to Mishim. There are going to be two markings recorded from the Rambam that says Yichayim. So it's very difficult because Yerushalmi says in this, who's the Tana from two simanis, like just two signs? It's Rabbi Yisi. In other words, they hold Yichayim even for like just making markings. It's not even a letter. So they're Yichayim even without letters, just with like signs. Sounds like Kondra Blanim Potter. If that's the case, the Rambam, the Pasal, not like Rabbi Yisi, then the fact that he passes that he write with your left hand and be Potter, so maybe it should be Potter when you have two simanis. So you could say that the Rambam holds that the Baalei disagrees on this, and the proof is from the fact that the Gemara in Shabbos Dafkuf Gimel asks on the Tetz Rabbi Yaakov, "I from the same as Rabbi Yisi, the ratio is not like Rabbi Yisi." Sounds like according to Baalei it makes sense, but according to him, it's difficult. This question, what the Mishnah Paskin that by two Simanim Michayim, rather obviously because he holds that the Gemara, they record Rabbanim Michayim, because Simanim is like Oisius. Now regarding the next topic, regarding Negim Zeb Mezeb, that the two letters have to be read one with the other. So you could be in doubt, says the Rabbi Alach, if you write one letter and then afterwards you write another letter above, on top of it. If that's considered two letters, because you can't be read one with the other. It says, don't be arrived from the fact that it says that one is on the ground, one's on the roof, you're going to be potter. What do you mean? It should be enough because they're not near each other, because it's rather one is above the others contains enough kupta the aleph. So you could say that we picked the wording loizu abzu. That, in other words, you're right. We could have said that, but we picked, like, you know, even a, not only that, but even that. Look over there in the Mishnah. Look at the Yishama that the Mefarshim explained that it's included in what's called ksav gabi ksav. When you do writing over some pre-existing words, what they mean to say is that one letter you wrote above on top of the other letter, and you put it because, and Ein Negev says they can't really read one with the other. But he says their explanation, Yerushalmi, is not muchach the way those Mefarshim say, like he says, I wrote it, my Chedushim says the Mishnah Berurah. And also, our Gemara doesn't hold this Pirish, because if not, where did they get that it's not like a Yehuda? Now, regarding Reishim Rishamim, regarding making markings, recorded Loshma Rambam, the source is from the Yerushalmi Periklal Gadol, and the words are Atzar Tzur, if someone makes a marking. The first one, Yechad, because of Pesiv. Second one, Yechad, because of Tzevei Abdoim. So what does that mean? The first one that makes a mark in the with lead and something similar like that. And the second one goes now puts a die over that. So the first one's chaybon because of klesiv, because of the marking of the figure that he made. Second one that goes and takes a die in the place of the first marking is just tzevei ba'am. Kvan the Rambam also is that you make a marking of a figure the way he writes kedech shatziyar and reishman. Now the Rambam doesn't explain explicitly if you need to have davkatu tzuros like letters, or with this you can chayb even with one because that has its own significance as a figure. The Mishalmi, you see that even by one tzur, you're going to be chayv. They make a figure. Look at Eli Rabbah that asana on this these words of the Rambam and what he passes himself in Perek Yud, recorded in Mishnah Berurah. That if someone makes a figure in a kli in a bowl a tzura, he's going to because of makwe patish, because you're finishing it off. According to our words, it makes sense a little bit because in Perek Yud he's not talking about just I'm making a ratio like an Arab situation, because regarding this. It's not yet made a Gemara Malach to make it beautifying. It's just making a Tzura in one shot, and therefore it's not Shaykh regarding this case because it's something else. It's not the case. Now, a situation talking about that he makes only a Reshim of a Tzura in the beginning, so that he should know and should understand the one who's dying through this after just what to like do the die on. So that's someone to Kaysim that he's writing letters, that's just instructing the letter on it's like it's telling you something. Now, this is Ramzan Machayah by a Kli because of Tzeveya, possibly that he's not talking about when you're making a figure with dye, you're just carving out a figure in the kli the way that they do in silver goblets, and therefore it doesn't mention also in our Gemara enough. I vav mabez because of tzevei. It only mentions because of a makwe patish. So this is what we wrote that it removes the question of the Magen Avraham and Sivkat and vav. This is going to be later.
Meaning that Obamash Gesavna regarding what we wrote to the kushes among the Rambam Sivkat Vav. So says the Malach, it says by Agav Darin didn't see. Once we talk about the Malach of writing, says I sort of point out over here one thing that bothers me. It says Rashi and Mishnah that says that when you write on two boards of the ledger, you write it when they're toch with wax. Sounds like that. Wax is called something that's tough. I'm a sky, something that lasts, and that's logical. There's not any worse wax than from congealed fat, which you brought into something that you have to be right in it. Later on, some tupko memhei, some zayin is brought, that these boards of wax, is the v'sha'in m'skai. The building owner writes over there, that even the chabas you meet part of. So, you have to understand that. Now, regarding erasing, so they quoted the Iker from the Lashon Rambam. This said he writes, "Amanas left the makamacha with the intention of writing where the racing is." It would seem that he learned this from what the Gemara says and the Rambam paskins that says, "Amanas libnis b'mkaymai." If you're destroying to build in this place, that says, "So look within the Avlav and Avlav and Beis." Prima Gadim writes that this you need to have meichik amanas lichtayv, racing with the intention of writing. That's when you have in your mind that it should fit. That whenever you want to write on it, two letters. Not that you have to have that intention that you can write on Shabbos. And it says, and that's pasha. Some of the dirshu number 50, regarding shining shoes that are already black before you shined it. Shuvi Shabalibi writes that still, if his intention is to add on and to strengthen the dye of the shoe, that blackness should be recognizable, that's forbidden that term because of tzevei of dyeing. That's what Rosh Hashanah writes, and he adds on that even though regarding the issue of ksiva, Mishmur writes over here that you're not chayv writing on top of writing, but dyeing, the ikr is that the appearance that appears to the eyes, she chayv b'tzevei aga b'tzeva for dyeing on top of dye because the color changes, which is not the case by writing, where you're not really affecting anything regarding the writing itself. Just number 51, so to regarding a dye. If someone dies the engraved writing or that protrudes on the stone or something like that, and true besikus measure is inclined that like it has halacha like writing with ink on top of sikra, which would be chayav for kaisiv and because of meichid. There's number 52 that we said if you put sikra gabad yoy, however, on the other hand, your patek is mkalka, and even if you're doing this because you're interested in the upper color that it should be specifically red to draw the eye or something like that, you know, pulls the eye, and this girl's holes, it's still patek because since the writing that was made with the black ink is better, so he's downgrading the quality of the writing. There's number 53. If someone writes many letters, the Taz writes in Eben Ezer that the writing of every two letters of them is considered its own independent locha. And that's how the Bishmol writes about it. Someone writes the letters Aleph and Lamed when they're connected, the way the people have the custom to write in the Sidurim. Someone's not sure if that's qualified as writing two letters. So if someone writes a word that's comprised of many letters with attached writing, like script, I'm not sure if it's considered as writing one letter or like writing many letters. There's number 54 that we said if you mashlim the sefer you're gonna be chayav. That's similar how the Rambam writes, and the Mechas Chinuch writes it from his word. It sounds like that. There's no difference if you are mashlim a holy sefer or like a book. Now then Rashi writes Masechet the Shabbos. There's talking about someone who's mashlim one of the 24 sefer kodesh, and it sounds like the dafka of his mashlim one of these four. However, Mechas Chinuch writes that even according to Rashi, you're not chayav on completing a sefer dafka when it's written on parchment, but even on completing a sefer that's on paper, even though it doesn't have a kedusha sefer of these chavdal sifti tnach, even if it's not written on kalaf, however, it's written if the writing is precise and you're not supposed to add on the dimension one letter, and therefore it's considered when you complete it as complete as making a complete thing. Now, completing the last letter of the mezuzah, Ben Chanan writes Masechet Shabbos that it's also considered as being mashlim a sefer. Someone completes one chumash of a sefer Torah. For example, let's say he's mashlim sefer Bereishis, something like that. So, Shabbos is not sure if it's considered like as if you're mashlim a sefer. And also, in our times, when people don't generally learn in the sefer Torah, and it doesn't function only for kriyas Torah and the basic nesses, and this tree wouldn't be kosher only if it's written in the sefer all the five chumashim. If that's the case, it's possible that completing one of the chumashim is not considered as significant as being mashlim a sefer. There's number 55. Even someone writes a letter on a board that has beneath it a copy paper. So like when you do it over that that thing, it copies it to the page beneath it. From someone holds that you chayv, because since the letter that you write and the letter that's formed from beneath that page are considered like two letters. Just remember 57. Yeah, do that.